Good morning. A modest low-pressure center off to our south, combining with an Arctic high to the north, is producing a steady onshore flow from the Atlantic, providing adequate moisture to produce light snow overnight and now into the early morning hours. The snow should not really pick up in intensity, as a lot of the energy with this storm is shearing off to the south, but we will have a steady snow throughout much of the morning and into the afternoon hours, and this will continue to add up across the region, and most places by the end of the day should see another 3 to 5 inches of snow. There could be locally higher amounts across the higher terrain with added lift. Exceptions to these amounts across the region would be in the lower Hudson Valley, where a few inches of snow will accumulate along with some freezing rain, and closer to the Canadian border in the St. Lawrence Valley and the northern half of the Champlain Valley in northern Vermont, where only about 2 to 4 inches more snow will accumulate. The low-pressure center will continue to shear off to the south, and high temperatures will only be in the upper teens and lower 20s today with a steady northerly breeze. After the snow showers wind down tonight, we'll see some freezing drizzle across the region as temperatures dip back into the lower teens. A much quieter day tomorrow, actually even more comfortable, with a mix of sun and clouds, not nearly as cold, with highs back into the lower 30s with high pressure building in and a slight northwest breeze. It'll stay dry with that same high pressure center in control on Wednesday. Sunshine, though, will give way to increasing clouds with highs in the mid-20s. The next clipper will make a run at us on Wednesday night into Thursday, with mainly light snow across the area throughout Thursday afternoon. High temperatures will be back into the lower to mid-20s, but behind this clipper, getting windy and extremely cold on Friday. Temperatures will only reach into the lower teens, with some spots, especially across the mountains, not getting much above zero. Everyone goes well below zero Friday night with brutally cold wind chills, which will last through the weekend. On Saturday, only near 10 above, and on Sunday, high temperatures will only be between 0 and 5 above in many locations, with parts of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains staying well below zero all weekend long. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, as the storm that is affecting us here in interior New York and New England intensifies off the coast, the snow will pick up across eastern New England later today and tonight. Storm totals for coastal New England, including Boston, will be between 12 and 16 inches by tomorrow morning. Southward along the coast, freezing rain will be an issue from eastern Pennsylvania across New Jersey and New York City and most of Long Island. A light glaze of ice in these locations will impact travel. Meanwhile, in the northern plains, another clipper is sliding through with more snow and freezing rain. Freezing rain advisories are in effect for the western half of North Dakota. And flood watches and warnings remain in effect for parts of the northwestern United States. Additional rainfall will only compound problems that began this weekend, as saturated grounds cannot hold much more rainfall and more steady rain is expected. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Juliana Airport, St. Martin, in the Netherlands Antilles at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Antalya, Gazipaşa, Turkey, at 1:05 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility with light snow and fog, 7 above zero, with a south-southeast wind at 16 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 44 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 1 mile visibility and light snow, 14 degrees with the dew point 9, 80% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 30.16 inches and currently rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 90 degrees at Terrell County, Texas, to a low of 19 below zero at Houlton, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City snow, sleet, and freezing rain in the mid-20s, Boston snow, heavy at times, 4 to 8 inches today in the mid-20s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with snow showers and highs in the teens. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 21 degrees, the low 13. The average temperature, 17, that's 7 degrees below average. 34 hundredths of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, 3.0 inches of snow. That brings the total for the month up to 16.8 inches, which is 13 inches above average to this point. 56.8 inches for the season, which is 18.9 inches of snow above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees. The average low, 16. The record high, 57 back in 1925. And the record low, 20 below zero in 1934. Sunrise this morning, 7:01 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:19 p.m. 10 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Light snow today with highs in the upper teens. More light snow and some freezing drizzle tonight, 5 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, light but steady snow today with highs in the mid-20s. Light snow ending this evening, then some freezing drizzle overnight tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, light snow today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. More light snow and some freezing drizzle tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, light but steady snow today with highs in the mid-20s. Light snow ending this evening, then some freezing drizzle overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, light snow today with highs reaching the lower 20s. More light snow and some freezing drizzle tonight with lows in the middle teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, not nearly as cold in the lower 30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Wednesday in the mid-20s. Light snow likely Thursday in the mid-20s. Turning much colder Friday, becoming windy with increasing sunshine, highs only in the lower teens. Near 10 above with snow showers on Saturday and windy and bitter cold on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds, highs barely above zero. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.